This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Knowledge. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in this gathering and make us from the people who are told, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Get up, all your sins are forgiven. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. طيب. We are continuing in the explanation of Surah Yusuf alayhi salam and what are the lessons that we could derive and learn and implement in our life. The Quran, ya akhwan, is not just to read and memorize. The Quran is to read, memorize, understand, implement. Okay? Like I always repeat, we concentrate a lot on reading and memorizing. And we do not target the main goal why the Quran was revealed. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. So they could ponder upon every single ayah. So last week we took the whole halaqa explaining when Yaqub alayhi salam told Yusuf,
قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين.
So he told Yusuf عليه السلام, do not narrate, do not tell this dream that you have seen, do not say it to your brothers, because if you do, they're gonna plot against you. Now listen to this, subhanAllah. Yaqub عليه السلام warned his son not to tell the dream to the other siblings. And like we said last week, as if he said, why? He said, فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا. Because they're going to plot against you. And now we said, in order not to create enmity between his kids, he told him, look at this, subhanAllah, ya akhwan, there's a lesson here. Inna shaytana, it's not your brothers. It's not your brothers. Inna shaytana lil insani adu mubin. The shaytan is a major enemy. Is adu mubin, clear adu, clear enemy to mankind. So in order not to make him hate his brothers, why are my brothers doing this to me? What did I do to them? So he made it is the shaytan's fault. Okay? Your brothers did not mean to do that to you. Huh? It is the shaytan's fault. This is one lesson. Second lesson. What do we notice here? He told him, don't do this. And he gave him a reason. Right? When you talk to your children, haram. Why is haram? I said so. I'm the father here, Habibi. Who's paying the bills? Don't say the dream. Why? They're going to plot against you. He gave a reason why. Okay? Ya akhwan, you know, especially in our deen, it's very easy. Why, Baba, alcohol is haram? Habibi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. And He is the all-knowing. He knows what's good for us and what's harmful to us. So He made alcohol haram. And we know that Allah is the khabir. He is the all-expert. He knows everything. He loves us so much. So He said that this alcohol is haram. In a nice way. Khalas, haram, haram. No, haram, haram. We grew up haram, haram. SubhanAllah, we get the kids confused. So don't tell the dream. Why? Because your brother's going to plot against you. فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا. So this is one lesson. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in many places, ya akhwan, and you know what? And can you imagine someone is telling you, this is your enemy. He is mubeen. He is very clear that's your enemy. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. Allah said in Surah Fatir, the shaitan is your enemy, so treat him like one. قُلْ لِعِبَادِي وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah told Rasulullah, tell my slaves, tell my servants to say everything that is good, ahsan. And be careful because the shaitan is plotting against them, between them. Ya Akhwan, there is Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He said that the shaitan approaches us six different levels. First, the shaitan will try his best to, what's the first attempt? Shirk. The first thing he tries to do to me or to you is to commit shirk. He tried to tell you, you know, to worship this, worship that, go to the graves, ask the people who are dead for help, tawaf around the graves, all this stuff. He wants you to commit shirk. Ask other than Allah. Okay? When he sees that you are very strong, he goes to the next step. What's the next step? Excellent. Subhanallah. A lot of people think the next step is major sin, which is the third step. He makes the bid'ah so beautiful. Imagine, after shirk, he makes the bid'ah, an innovation in the deen, so beautiful to you, so you want to start doing it and convince others to do it. What does bid'ah remind you of? Which name of Allah? Come on. Which name of Allah is close to bid'ah? Al-Badi'ah. What does al-Badi' mean? He creates something out of nothing. So the same thing, bid'ah, from ba, da, al, ayn, to make up something new in the deen. So the shaitan loves the bid'ah more than he loves major sins like riba and adultery. And he loves the bid'ah more. Why? Because when I commit a major sin, I know that alcohol is haram. I know that riba is haram. I know that adultery is haram. I know. But bid'ah, no, I do not know. I think I'm doing something great. And I'm inviting people to do it. So he loves bid'ah. He loves it to introduce something to the deen. Now you are very strong on the sunnah, the bid'ah. You're very far from the bid'ah. كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. You're very far. He comes to the third entrance. Major sin. He makes you like major sins. Commit major sins. Riba and stealing and lying and cheating. You name it. Now you're very strong. He cannot touch me. No major sins. What does he do? A lot of minor sins. A lot of minor sins. Yeah, you say to yourself, what's the big deal? I took a look at this girl. What's the big deal? Another look, another look, another look. It becomes huge. Like our ulama said that the mountains are made of pebbles, right? It starts one pebble, one pebble, one pebble, one pebble. It becomes a major sin. So he makes you do a lot of minor sins. Now you are, mashallah, from the people of the masajid, sunnah, no, you will not even do minor sins. What's the next step? The fifth? No. Ghiba is from the major sins. Show off? No. Show off is major sin, riya. Do a lot of, listen to this, because now you are not a mushrik, you are not a mubtadi', you are not committing major sins, you're not even committing minor sins, yani very few minor sins. So now you are very, very high. So he has to come to something different. Al ikthar min al mustahibbat. He makes you do a lot of things that are okay. They're not haram and they're not halal. For example, there's nothing wrong with playing basketball, right? So he makes you play basketball 15 hours a day. Waste time. Waste your time. He mustahab, it's halal, but he makes you do a lot of it. Eating is halal. He makes you eat a lot so you get tired, sleepy, and you miss salat. Eating is halal. Sitting down with your friends and chatting and talking is halal. But 7 hours, you know, it's too much. So he makes you do a lot of the mustahabbat. But you are habibi, forget about it. Nobody can touch you. All these five, he cannot come close to you. He come with the sixth one. Who's going to guess what is the sixth one? I don't think you know it. It's very hard. Try. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You probably heard my lecture before, right? Because there's no way you know this one. Inshallah. He still remembers. See, bring your kids, ya akhwan. Look at this. He remembered. I think I said this maybe a year or so ago. How old are you? 8. So he heard it when he was 7. Yani. Subhanallah. He makes you do the less good. Okay, and I gave that example that he gave. He mentioned the example only. For example, we have a halaqa here. Now this is a halaqa. This halaqa here, bi-idhnillah, surrounded by the angels, the rahmah, the sakina, and Allah is mentioning our name, and we will be told, قُمْ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. A brother said, you know what, I don't want to listen. I want to sit by myself over there. He convinced him, no, 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 go finish your juz' of the Qur'an. He's very high in iman, you know. He's not going to tell him, go home. He's not going to go home. So he sits in the corner, he starts reading his Qur'an. He doesn't want to be in this gathering. He's getting hasanat, but less hasanat than this. So he makes you do amal that is less rewarding because you are very high in iman. Long story short, he will never give up. He will never give up. He might come, like our Salaf said, he might come through 70 ways of good things to make you do one bad thing. Subhanallah. This is his job. I will definitely sit anytime any one of us is thinking of going straight, he's going to start reminding him of so many things and giving him so many excuses so he could go back to his old way. This is the shaitan. So let's go back to Yusuf alayhi salam. He told his son, Yaqub, inna shaitan, it's not your brothers, because at the end of the day, ya ikhwan, who are these brothers? Let me ask you a question. Are these brothers mentioned in the Quran? Are they mentioned in the Quran? The brothers of Yusuf? Huh? Binyamin, by the way, the brother, his name is Binyamin, is also from the Israeliyat. No hadith said it's Binyamin. But we call him Binyamin, it's no harm. If there was a benefit in mentioning his name, Allah would have mentioned it, or Rasulullah. But I'm talking about the brothers that plotted. Are they in the Quran? What's their name? Excellent, Sheikh. Al-Asbat. You know the Asbat in Surah Al-Baqarah? Wal-Asbat. Musa wa Isa, Al-Asbat, Surah Al-Baqarah. Al-Asbat are the brothers of Yusuf. They became prophets at the end. But when they did this, they were not prophets. Obviously, no prophet plot to kill his brother, right? So he clarified it to them that the shaitan is very evil and he's mubeen, very clear enemy to you. So take him as your enemy. Now, one of the main things, ya akhwan, because as like we said, the shaitan is constantly distracting us, the best thing and the easiest thing to get rid of the shaitan, wallahi, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Anytime a thought, my young brothers, my young sisters, anytime a thought comes to your mind about attempting to do something evil, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. He runs away. Say it like you mean it, okay? Now, subhanallah, after he told his son, don't tell your brothers about this dream because they might plot to you. And Yusuf was sad. And what did I do to them, right? Why would they plot? Why would they do this to me? Look at this, subhanAllah. Look at the Quran, ya akhwan.
وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق إن ربك عليم حكيم.
After he gave him this news that made him sad, immediately he gave him great news. But listen, ya Yusuf, don't tell your brothers about this dream because they're going to plot against you. And he's feeling sad. What did I do to them? I'm 7 years old. Remember we said 7 years old. But, ya Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to choose you. He mentioned three things. وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. Allah is going to choose you from amongst all these people to be a prophet. وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And like we said before, there's no ilm, science of dream interpretation, right? You are going to be one of the very few people, or in his time, the only person, as we will see in the future, the only person who will know the interpretation of dreams. This is another honor. Third, وَيُتِمْ, and he's going to complete his blessing upon you. And the ulama said the blessing here, the best blessing that Yusuf ever got was? He's a prophet. Prophethood, right? So he gave him three things. And after his father gave him this bad news about, you know, your brothers might plot against you, immediately he gave him something to look forward to. Okay? Another lesson here, ya akhwan. A brother comes to you and complaining. Huh? He's sad, he's going through hardship, he's going through this or through that. Don't close all the doors. Khalas habibi, you're going to hell. Don't discuss with me, finish. You're miserable, you know, your wife is this, your mother is this. No. Help him, listen to him first, and then give him a solution. Give him hope. Look at this. وَكَذَٰلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. Look at this. Subhanallah, he gave him so much hope. And it's okay. Now, after hearing this, who's going to think about what the brother's going to plot anymore? I'm going to be a prophet. I'm going to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me ta'wil al-ahadith. Do you care anymore? Look at this, ya akhwan. Wallahi, this is why the Quran is so beautiful. That we could take it and implement it on a daily basis. On a daily basis. How many times people come and complain to us? Or me, myself, or you yourself are going through hardship. You know, when we are going through hardship, the shaitan makes me or makes that hardship look like it is the biggest problem in our life. And he makes me forget the millions of blessings that I have. And he makes me concentrate only on that thing only. I don't have enough money. I'm sick. Okay? This whole table is white and it has one black dot on it. The shaitan makes me concentrate only on the black dot, and he forgets that the whole paper is white. It's all beautiful, all clean. One man came and he saw a beggar. The beggar was, I'm the poorest man on earth. I'm the poorest man. Please help me. Please help me. And so the man said, would you sell me your arm for $100,000? He said, no. He said, would you sell me your eyes for $500,000? He said, no. He said, would you sell me your leg for $500,000? He said, no. He said, you're a millionaire. Why are you saying you're the poorest man on earth? You're a millionaire. But subhanAllah, because of our weak iman, when something small happens, that's all we concentrate. And we forget that, for example, I'm 50 years old. 50 years old, nothing happened to me. And if I get sick for a week, why? 50 years, there was nothing wrong. You forgot for 1 week. Now, khalas, you're complaining. For 50 years, you had the best job. You lost a job for a month. You're up and down. What should I do? SubhanAllah. You forget the 50 years or the 40 years or the 30 years. And we concentrate on that 1 week. Huh? SubhanAllah. So he gave him great news. This is a method, ya akhwan. وَكَذَٰلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. And there's another great lesson. There's no, listen carefully, there's no ijtiba without ibtila. When was Yusuf informed about that he's been chosen? After he was tested. You will never make it in this dunya, make it as a true believer until and unless you are really tested. You're going to be tested. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. You will be definitely tested. Definitely. Don't fail the test, ya akhwan. And I'm reminding myself. Don't fail the test. You know what? SubhanAllah, a brother called me today. Very close from New York. He said, Brother Bajur, I already planned to go to Hajj, and Alhamdulillah, I paid half deposit and I still have the rest. And then my father called me. He is in desperate need of money. What should I do? To get ready. Here's the test. Is this your first Hajj or second Hajj? He said, my first, so it's a fard. Okay? If it was a second Hajj, the answer is easy, right? You can skip anything, you know. It's not important. When you compare to helping your father, the nafil hajj is not important, but the first hajj is very important. It's a must, it's a fard. So what do we tell the guy? Anyway, long story short, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, I spoke to him after a while, we were able to find that he had, after I told him the hadith, ya akhwan, that we all know, anta wa malaka li abik. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you and your wealth belong to your father. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, ya Rasulullah, what are the most beloved a'mal to Allah? Number one, as-salatu ala waqtiha, salat on time. Second, ya Rasulullah, birr al-walidain, being good and respectful and dutiful to the parents. Third, ya Rasulullah, al-jihad fi sabilillah. So birr al-walidain came before jihad. And al-hajj is jihad, right? So if we can manage between both, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, he was able to think, we spoke with each other this and here and there, he is able to do both, help his father and continue his mission with hajj. Okay? But if it was an optional hajj, ya akhwan, and your father or your mother, I'm talking about father and mother, asked you for help, and it was an optional hajj, it was a umrah, then helping the parents is way ahead of something optional. Why? Because ta'at al-walidain is a fard. Umrah and second hajj or third hajj is optional, right? Okay. So, the lesson from... Or let's mention, we were talking about ishtiba. What does ishtiba mean? Chosen, it is, look what it is, in English it means sifting through and choosing the best. And he told him, Allah have chosen you. Yajtabik. So this is the first ni'mah. وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَدِيثِ. And you're going to be expert in interpreting dreams, and we saw how that got him to the king in the future. And he is the most noble human being, right? Al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem. He is Yusuf, Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Yaqub, Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Ibrahim. So his lineage is the best ever. Prophet, son of a prophet, son of a prophet, son of a prophet. So this is another honor that he has. Now, he said, we will finish with this inshallah, وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ كَمَا أَتَمَّ. يعني, the father is telling him that he will complete his blessings, Allah will complete his blessings upon you, just like he completed it on your fathers, Ibrahim wa Ishaq. Huh? What is the lesson here? The lesson here is, always remind the children of their righteous grandparents. Your father, your grandfather was this, your uncle was this, you're this. Keep reminding them. We don't discuss that with our kids, right? He reminded him how great was his grandfather. Keep in mind, he's still talking to a 7-year-old. Another lesson. We said last week that it is not necessary that if the father is righteous, that means that 100% the son is going to be righteous. It's not 100%. But the more righteous deeds I do as a father, the more and the higher protection I'm giving to my children. What is the dalil? The dalil is in Surah Al-Kahf. Allah protected the treasure of the kids, the two orphans, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, and their father was a righteous man. So Allah protected the treasure of the kids till they become adults. SubhanAllah. So here he reminded him that your father, they called him father. When it goes up, he did not say grandfather to make it close to him, because your father includes your grandfather. Anybody who goes from your father's side is called father. Okay? Your father, your grandfather, great-grandfather are called fathers. And then he ended the ayah by saying, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Subhanallah. Allah knows, ya Yusuf, that you are going through, you're going to go through hardship. You will definitely go through hardship. Don't worry. The one who saved your father Ibrahim from the fire, he will able to save you from the well. Because Allah is Alim. Look at those two names that I've chosen here. Alim, what's going to happen. And whatever's going to happen to you, ya Yusuf, is with utmost hikmah, with wisdom. Don't worry. It's not haphazardly. It does not happen by coincidence. Whatever's going to happen to you, so as if now Yusuf alayhi salam is being prepared. Something big is going to happen. Inna rabbaka alimun hakim. Inna rabbaka alimun hakim. And the hikmah, ya akhwan, the hikmah, wisdom, is something very precious. A lot of people have ilm without hikmah. They have a lot of ilm, but no hikmah. Right? A man, there was a king. He had a dream that all his teeth fell. So he asked, who's the best dream interpreter? They told him, this guy. So he came. He told him, I saw in my dream that all my teeth fell. He said, all your kids are going to die and you're going to bury them all. He said, kill him. They killed him. He said, bring me another guy. He said, my teeth, I dreamt of my teeth all fell. He said, Abshir, great news. You're going to be the last person in your family to live. Allahu Akbar. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Same thing. The last person to live, or all your family going to die. But the way you said it, no hikmah. So the guy, he was honored and given gold, even though he said the same thing. Same exact thing. So Allah said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا Whomsoever has been given the hikmah has been given something, a huge khayr. Now, I will definitely end with this. What is the difference between أُوْتِيَ and أُعْطِيَ? Like for example, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا. Okay? وَآتَى يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use آتَى and أعطى. What's the difference between آتَى and أعطى? For example here, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةِ Whomsoever يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةِ And there is in the Quran, أعطى. Okay? The difference is, يُؤْتَى is for you and others. يعني I could give, Allah could give you hikmah, you hikmah, you hikmah. أُوتَى وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا الْمُلْكِ سبحان الله يُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ يَشَاءُ Allah gives the mulk, the power, the bounty to whomsoever He wants. But He does not give the mulk to one person. But أَعْطَى إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرُ The kawthar is for you only, ya Muhammad. Okay? That's the difference between yu'ta wa yu'ta. Yu'ta is for others. I could give it to you and give it to others. But a'ta, 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 fahmi, salah, hadiyya. He gave it, he gave him a gift. It's his only. He didn't give him a gift and you know, for everybody. No, he gave him a gift. It's his. But when you say yu'ta, it is for everybody, and given to one person and give it to others at the same time. I will finish with this, inshallah ta'ala. As usual, today is Thursday. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, is Friday morning. We have to come, pray Fajr and Jama'ah, ya akhwan, and get the ajr of as if you stayed up all night. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah ta'ala, come to Jum'ah early, make a ghusl, clip your nails and read Surah Al-Kahf. May Allah reward you all. May Allah, just like He gathered us here, gather us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.